Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Cad Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. And last time out, episode 77, I was alone because we are celebrating Star Wars characters in isolation and the big lessons found there. But we, as Star Wars teaches, sometimes it's best to be alone with friends. And I have our regular friend of friends here today, Joseph Scrimshaw. Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked.
I am very happy to be your alone friend.
Well, wait a minute. Happy to have you back here. And we're going to be doing some additional Star Wars ranks for all of you out there. We did announce some slight programming shifts during this time. And there's going to be new shows popping up because I don't know about you, Joseph. I'm definitely very thankful, very fortunate to be home and healthy, but also starting to feel that cabin fever, Dagobah hut stir craziness, and who knows what new shows will pop up on Force Center.
Yeah. I think we've got some juicy ideas for some future Force Center adventures, some audio adventures, alone with friends adventures, as you said.
Alone with friends, indeed. Today on Star Wars Ranked, we are going to be jumping back into something that Joseph and I started a while ago. And this is ranking some of our favorite Star Wars figures line by line. And today is the best of the 30th Anniversary Collection. This was the next one that we needed to get to. We started going all the way back to the mid-90s with the Power of the Force 2 line, just ranking our favorite figures in that set. And back then it was figures we owned, maybe, because we were out there buying figures more. But as the lists have gone on here in Star Wars Rank, we don't necessarily own all these figures. These are some of our favorites in the line, though some of them we do own, and they're very precious. As I said, the 30th anniversary. Joseph, this was a line released in 2007 and in 2008. Obviously, the 30th anniversary of Star Wars brought us just a wonderful lineup of figures all across the history of Star Wars. That's a great, it's a great collection to choose from here.
Yeah, this was insane because I didn't realize that under the umbrella of 30th anniversary, all of these different figures that I vaguely remember or have seen again over the years that are all included in this. Like, you know, we've got a bunch of the kind of weirdos who are just obscure characters. We got the characters frozen in one like second of film, Macquarie concepts, a bunch of video games, Knights of the Old Republic, the original Gennady Tartakovsky Clone Wars, Force Unleashed. It's kind of insane, the absolute variety in this line.
Yeah, you pitched some great Star Wars ranked episodes to do this week and going forward. And I looked at the list, but I stopped at this one because I remembered, I was like, oh, wait, when I started this list, there's a figure on here I'll be listing. It's the reason I wanted to rank figures because I thought it was much sooner. I didn't realize I picked it up during this point in my collecting, which was a little bit, I'd say, a down point in my collecting. And I want to ask you there, too. You and I have talked all through these different Star Wars ranked lists. Sometimes, like I said, we're waiting in line for the figures, Phantom Menace. And other times, life circumstances pulled us away from collecting. Where were you during the 30th anniversary collection?
Yeah, this was at a low ebb of collecting because I was just at a point in life where I felt like, well, I have so many of these and I need to kind of watch money and I should only pick up ones that are like really unique and special and like really only one or two. So 2007, 2008, that was when I was really like, oh, I guess I'm an adult now because I had got married at the end of 2006 and we bought a house in 2008. So around this line was like, oh, what's this around my waist? Oh, these are my big boy adult pants. Time to be an adult.
Well, I think we both talked about different points of our Star Wars fandom where we felt we had to be, quote, adults and something like that. But yours sounded like there were some legitimate reasons to be like, maybe today it's not the best time to buy a figure. Your mortgage payment might have some.
Yeah, there was that, as many people experienced the term house poor. And we were lucky to be able to get a house, but it was by the skin of our teeth and with help from Sarah's parents. But like this huge house, I was like, oh, wow, look at all the places I can display action figures. I probably shouldn't buy action figures anymore.
But hey, these figures, thanks to the power of the internet, you can still pick them up. And it's fun to sometimes go back. And I think going around conventions, especially Star Wars Celebration and looking at some of these figures on display, that to me, I don't know about you, Joseph, that to me is sometimes just as fun as having them in a box in my storage shed, just to see them out and about in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little obsessive. I still get the hunger to buy them. You remember my, I went a little crazy at Star Wars Celebration. And if we're lucky enough to have another, I'm going to go action figure crazy again.
Good point. No, I got to tell you, because we were sharing a hotel during that trip. That was part of my favorite part of was seeing your passion for it, number one, your unbridled joy, and then the debate on how to best pack them.
I have to protect my little friends.
And get them through TSA. Love that. All right. So we are going to be looking into the 30th anniversary collection here on Star Wars Ranked. Our list going 5-1 with some honorable mentions thrown in after the break. But Joseph, we're going to begin with your number five.
My number five is the one from this line that I did absolutely buy at the time. So, you know, as I was sharing, I was not buying a ton of action figures, but it was still like if we went to Target for, you know, adult things like food or bed sheets or whatever, I still went to the toy aisle first. So I looked at some of these figures, some of the two packs in particular. But this is the one that when I saw it, I was like, yes, there's no question that I have to have that. And it is the Boba Fett animated debut. So this is the one that's, there's a lot of the Macquarie concept and there's a, you know, a Macquarie concept of Boba Fett, but this is the Boba Fett basically painted to look like he did during the Star Wars holiday special, that little animated clip that he appeared in. He comes packed with what's called a staff at the time, but is now the Mandalorian's pulse rifle that disappeared halfway through the season of Mandalorian. But man, this figure was so cool to me because Boba Fett's always like going back to Kenner. It's hard to mess up a Boba Fett action figure. The armor always looks cool. And this to me was like this sweet spot of Star Wars of the holiday special was, you know, around that time, people were getting more aware of it. I had somebody had given me a bootleg VHS copy probably 5-6 years before this in the early 2000s, you know, and I had watched it and gone, wow, this is even more bizarre than I remember. But actually, Boba Fett's pretty cool. And, you know, that total nerd fact of push up your glasses, like, actually, that's his first appearance. So all of that was represented to me in this little bit of molded plastic.
That it's I'm looking at it now on we always go to JediBusiness.com. Shout out to them. Not sponsored, not directly affiliated, but they have a great site about all the figures. And yeah, looking at it, it's really detailed. And this is a detailed line, to be clear. I should clear. This isn't an 80s Kenner, you know, look from afar figure. This is really detailed. And you're right, the color scheme is interesting. And I like the change that we get in Empire. I like the kind of the green, the darker green on Boba Fett as we know it. But I'm intrigued by the yellow shade of Boba Fett.
Yeah. There's a lot of in this line that are playing with like, well, let's make the colors look like they did in some different source. So this is really if you love Easter, this is a line for you because there are a lot of pastel Star Wars characters.
Yeah, it's a powder blue periwinkle Boba Fett. And I appreciate that.
And it really is.
You do own this figures of what I heard you say, right? You own it.
Yep. Yeah, I got this one. Yeah. And I remember it pretty well because when we moved into our house, I had a fun little storage nook for the action figures. And he was right on top in my good intentions pile to display them all.
I love that. Love that. All right. That's a great start to our list. Number 5, Joseph is animated debut. Boba Fett. I also love the little weird titles and all these figures and all the lines we've discussed, the specific nature of the titles. My number 5, we sometimes go for the big emotional pulls. We go for the big figures, Boba animated debut, Boba Fett. I think that's a big kind of historic figure. But we also celebrate the little weirdos, or you say, Joseph, the locked in a second of screen time figures, kind of in that category. And this is my number 5 is the Mustafar panning droid. Yes, we finally have a prospecting droid. We have the droids that were dancing around Obi-Wan and Anakin's big final battle. And I've always been intrigued by those. I've always just even on screen. And there's some weirdness, you know, I when they do the big Anakin, Obi-Wan do the big leaps and land magically with the force on these little droids and doing their business. I remember in the theater going, well, all right, that seems even with the force. Could they have done that? I'm over that now because I'm obsessed with things like this. The panning droid. It's got a little base to the figure with some hot lava coming underneath. It's got like a prospector helmet. It's everything we've always wanted. It's a gold rush figure in Star Wars, Joseph.
That's right. Yeah, he's looking for gold and hopefully not finding pyrite. Yeah, he's looking for some kind of lava gold there. I love this little droid. It's one of those moments that always worked for me in Revenge of the Sith when it's a droid with terror of like, whoops, I was trying to do my job, but some Jedi are trying to kill each other.
Yeah, that's the right.
I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, this figure, you know, you can complete your set too. You know, you can really act out the final battle on your, you know, diorama.
Yeah, that I'm looking at its page right there on Jedi Business, and I love this bullet point of with the purchase of this figure, it was possible to recreate the duel between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader while they were floating on the lava.
Like, it's now possible. You now have the figure can do it. And I wonder if, you know, I do not own this figure, but I might one day own this figure because, you know, who doesn't need a panning droid? It makes sense. This is what they're doing. There's a business going on in Mustafar. I understand it. But to see it in the title, to realize this droid is prospecting and not this droid.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, how could you not want a figure with a lava bucket?
Right? We all need a lava bucket in our life. And here it is. So that was my number five, which means it's time for your number four.
My number four is one of my beloved Frozen in one moment of screen time, and it is C-3PO with Salacious Crumb. Now, this, I admit, was one of those figures that I did not know existed. I think part of it was I was not, in this era, hunting Toys R Us. I wasn't going to Walmart. I just would go to Target or every once in a while a comic book shop that had a couple figures. So I don't think, you know, boots on the ground back in the day, I saw the huge variety of bizarre, weird figures. And I think if I had seen this one, I would have absolutely purchased it. So it is not just C-3PO and Salacious Crumb. Oh, they're in a scene together. It is their moment of horror and violence together. Because Salacious Crumb is designed to be perfectly mounted on top of C-3PO's head and shoulders, viciously assaulting him.
The benefit of having this picture in front of me right now, it might be one of the best figures ever made.
It really is. I mean, this is one of those, take this picture of C-3PO with this weird creature, Salacious Crumb, on his shoulders, and you just launch that into space and see if aliens find it and see if they can figure out what the hell we're up to on Earth. What is this about? What is our culture? Why are we here? But yeah, so then C-3PO comes with the removable eye, because of course Salacious Crumb is going after the eye. I was in deep love with this two-pack, and then I looked even closer and saw that to create even more specificity on 3PO, he is covered in little bits of Jabba green arm slime, which has always been one of my favorite little details of Return of the Jedi, when he gets whacked over and then just like, there's that much green slime on Jabba's elbow?
Yeah. And I loved that as a kid. That was one of those, you talk about, Jar Jar stepping in the poopy. Like, I, as a kid, just could not wait to see 3PO get knocked over. I thought it was so funny. So to have it reflected in figure moment, great.
Yeah, a slimed, one-eyed C-3PO with his attacker, Salacious Crumb, a Kowakian monkey lizard of hilarity and violence on top of him. Man, this is one that is in my list to, you know, if we're so lucky to have a celebration, I will be hunting for this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely needed in any collection. What I do like about this one is, as we look at it here, because I'm going to be playing Return of the Jedi in my head right now. And, you know, I don't have that 4K Skywalker Legacy set yet. Maybe one day down the line when I save my allowance. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen Jedi in a bit. Most of the time we cut to 3PO kind of on his back with the Salacious Crumb just go to town on the eye, right?
Yeah.
The fact that this one is displayed as standing up, it's almost like a deleted scene we didn't get of Salacious jumping onto 3PO. And I just imagine 3PO spinning in a circle while Salacious holding on and just biting his head. I just made an image in my head that I now want to see.
Yes, the fantasy. Extended attack scene.
Yeah, fantasy art on that. And the side angle, when you click on the picture on the side, it's like a even more detailed Salacious face of rah! So that, sir, is a great choice at number four. Why we do this list, the little moments on screen that we love to commemorate forever. My number four is something that we don't see on screen. It's not something that we've seen in a movie or a show yet, but there's stuff out there of it, and this is one of the research points you can go to when you're questioning the history of this character. And what I'm trying to say is, my number four is General Grievous, Kalish Warlord.
Ooh.
So I've talked before, I think in a very early Star Wars ranked, I've talked about how General Grievous might be one of my most disappointing characters in Star Wars, meaning love everything about it, love the design, actually love the cough, love everything I see on screen, but he is there for such a short time. He kind of comes and goes, and it's not till later on with Clone Wars, both of them, that you see more of him, right? So back then it was like, I'm so amped up for the, oh, he's gone, which is a Star Wars tradition as we know. But over the years, I've become obsessed in a way with the history of Grievous, and I do love going to his lair in the Clone Wars series and seeing the statue of him and seeing his past. And I know sometimes the story, legends versus canon of his past is different, and sometimes the details are changed. I get that. So I've always just been obsessed with him as a Kalish warlord. Like, what was he? Who was he? Why did he do this? Why do you feel the need to do this? Why, or why was it done to him? And he couldn't fight, you know, there's, again, his story has changed over the years, and also just obsessed with how he looks. He is grotesque yet fierce, and has grizzled old man eyebrows and, mad at it in the droid. Then he has one of the greatest masks in Star Wars, that traditional kind of Kalish skull mask. So I absolutely love this figure. I don't have it. But this is one that just, it's rare that a figure helps with research of a character in Star Wars. So, Joseph, this is where I am at, researching figures here on the
collection. Yeah. Now, is he one of the single-carded figures from this line, or did he come with a two-pack or a comic book or something?
He is, let's see, I am trying to see, individually carded. Pre-Cyborg Grievous was released individually carded, according to the site.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I think I did see him. Oh, there he is. I think I did see him in stores and was like, ooh, cool. Maybe I should pick up one of these comic books to get a little bit more of the actual backstory here, which I never did. So again, you know, as we always say, people who did follow that or read it know that there's a little bit more backstory to him back in the day. But in modern canon, he is one of the least serviced major characters. And yeah, wondering about his past is, I think it's really powerful because it does connect him more to Vader when you're asking, like, well, why did this happen? How did this happen? And again, we know there's Legends content, but for modern canon, I would love a little bit more of this story. And this action figure is just cool as hell. Look at his face under there.
I know.
Holy hell.
This is great. It's fierce, but also a little of the old man grumpy that we love in Star Wars.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Look at those eyebrows.
Those eyebrows almost remind me of Sebastian Shaw's at the end of a theatrical release, Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Tell your sister I was a warlord. love this thing there. Yeah, you know, as far, in terms of his background, some of the legend stuff is great. And even though I sometimes poke at legends, I do enjoy a lot of it and wish they'd pull some of it back in. And this is one of the things. I think it's... Is it the Attack of the Clones novelization, or maybe one of the books around that time before Sith, where they talk about him kind of first being unveiled in the catacombs beneath the Petronaki arena during the Battle of Geonosis, and Jedi running into him and kind of not knowing. It's almost like a little Star Wars horror story. And I was always fascinated by that. Like, they met him down there and, like, we're like, whoa, what do we got here? And now we're dead. So.
Yeah, yeah, and that's totally the way it's, you know, his introduction was told in the Tartovsky Clone Wars animated series is a machine of horror with bushy eyebrows.
That's right. We all need some bushy eyebrows on our figures. So that is my number four, which means it's time for your number three.
Ooh, my number three is a character who has featured in a lot of my lists, and that is Padme Amidala, partially because I didn't realize how many of her different awesome outfits that they got to in these later lines. Mm-hmm. But this is Padme Amidala, who is her kind of subtitle of the action figure is Senator of Naboo. But if I got to name this Padme Amidala, it would be Padme Amidala Date Night, because it's her date with Anakin dress. It is right. The one that gets talked about a lot of, ooh, is that too much? But this goes in my category of action figures that are just like surprising and awesome that they exist because they are depicting a scene that they doesn't have action in it. I mean, I guess it doesn't have fighting action as a different kind of action. So she comes with a glass because mm-hmm. she is dining with Anakin. And it is the kind of leathery long dress, which in the action figure it is like really well, a lot of little details in the dress. And it comes with like a shawl that goes over the shoulders that she's wearing. But then you can take that shawl off. And she is showing some shoulder, some with weird articulated bumps in it, and is totally the infamous fireside chat scene of Attack of the Clones.
The scene in the theater when they cut to it on the first time I saw it in 05, the entire theater went, ooh. So, what I like about this figure off top is the glass. This was going to be on my honorable mentions list, if not maybe in my main list here. But it is the revelation that the little shawl piece, which kind of looks like something from Dark Crystal. It's not revealed in the movie.
Yes.
You know, big puffy bird feather shoulders. I don't know. It's quite a detail.
Yeah. Yeah. I really liked it. Cause when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's cool, but wait. And then to see that it does actually, you can act out their whole day because you can do some sipping, some drinking, then you can take that shawl off. You need to, I guess, buy your own, fireplace. My only disappointment in this figure is I feel like it should be a 2-pack with Anakin, and floating fruit.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Just have a little bit of a fruit bowl with a one floating over it.
Nice, you could space fork.
Space fork. You could act out the whole scene, man. Obi-Wan would be upset with me. And then just add your own stuff like you hot, you too hot. Take off your feather shawl. Right.
Yeah.
Mannequin. Awkward. Yeah. And looking at this, you're right. The detail is pretty impressive. And it made me think I'm not going to bring up the website while we're recording because recording remotely is going great. But with everyone doing it, sometimes I don't trust the internet right now. So I'm not going to move too many things on my computer. But I want to check to see if Hot Toys or Sideshow, what is the availability of Padme figures? I know they've probably made some over the years, especially on the Hot Toys side. But I would love a very detailed Sideshow version of any version of Padme, but particularly like Queen Amidala, but even something like this that has exquisite detail would be rewarded.
Oh yeah, I would love that. And I really think the figure itself, I mean, there's some kind of fun in almost comedy because it is from such an infamous and debated scene. And it is, hey, I love any action figure that comes with a glass, and there's a ton of them. So this is Padme ready to have a drink, but it's actually also, it's a good mold. I think it's a good representation of her face, and the details on the dress are awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go. Joseph number three, Padme Amidala, Senator of Naboo, out on the town. My number three is same film, different action. And this is Order 66 Palpatine. This is, we talk about little moments, especially with characters that we are already familiar with. Order 66 Palpatine has perhaps the greatest Palpatine face captured in figure form. Very detailed Sith robe action here. You got the lightsaber out, and he is just burnt to a crisp and angry. He is not happy. This is he's grinning and bearing with those teeth there. He's got a clenched, outstretched hand, if you want, with like the fingers doing like the. And we've definitely seen some great Palpatines over the years, but this was a Target exclusive figure, so it might not have been as easy for a lot of people to get. And this was released in a set of four of six of the Order 66 two packs, along with Clone Commander Veal. And what is interesting to me is that I think I have this and I don't know it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have an old roommate of mine for a birthday gift bought me all the Target exclusive two packs of Order 66. So I do believe I have it. And when I was putting the list together, I was like, oh, that's a great figure. And then I realized it was a two pack. So I'm going to go out this afternoon in my storage shed and pull it on out and see if I can see this beautiful face in person.
Oh yeah, that is a hell. Oh yeah, this is, he is angry. I mean, we know that factually, but this action figure is really like, like you'd think he'd be enjoying Order 66 a little bit more than this.
A little bit more than this. They do say this, the Hasbro had used this figure in 2005. So the Palpatine face is familiar, but this was a re-release, a repaint, so to speak. And they pulled, I'm reading here from Jedi Business, but they no exchangeable hands or blue force lightning pieces included. So you just get this, face. The main draw is the face.
The face is really, it looks like he has been caught by a paparazzi doing something weird in private.
Yeah.
I love that in the picture, and this seems to be happening with a lot of them, and maybe it's something in this line. In the picture that Jedi Business has, his lightsaber is bent in a way that you don't see on film, and it almost looks like he's upset about that.
Yeah, it's a limp lightsaber, as I will say. But yeah, I'm going to look. Yeah, so I'm looking at the, I'm in that section right now, the Order 66 two-pack section here in Jedi Business. And yeah, I'm pretty sure I have all this set. So I'm going to go dig around in my storage shed today. And I don't know to prove what, I don't know. Oh yeah, there they are. I'm going to put them back in storage, but I have those. It'll be interesting. So yeah, you learn something. Even you learn something when you thought you knew everything here on Star Wars. I think I own this figure. And again, a lot of great Palpatine figures out, and it's just, you talk about the seconds commemorated on film. This is definitely one, angry Palpatine.
Yeah.
So, with that, listed, we're going to go on to your number two.
My number two is a character that you and I had a ton of fun talking about in an episode of Databank Brawl. He's one of those characters that I'm like, oh yeah. I've kind of seen him in the background. I know he's there in Jabba's palace, but then when you stop and you spend quality time with this weirdo, there are a lot of weirdos in Star Wars, and this weirdo might take the weirdo cake, and it is Hermie Odell.
Just
the name. There's a Star Wars character named Hermie. Come on. Hermie Odell is one of those. I can't believe they did finally get around to making an action figure of him. This is an exquisite action figure. The action figure itself is more beautiful than even the concept of Hermie Odell. But if you're not familiar and you're not in the internet, he is basically just a giant wrinkly bob. He has a blob. He has a big kind of bullet head with off-center yellow eyes, off-center nostril slots, and then just big, grotesque, lolling tongue coming out of his mouth. And he's kind of in a weird hunchback pose. He looks like if an Arby's roast beef sandwich was a Star Wars character. That's Hermie Odell.
Oh, it's so true. Oh, not in a good way. I mean, he's one of those things, again, he's from Return of the Jedi. You're kind of always aware he's there if you're one of those kind of Star Wars fans like we are. And to see it in figure form, the green kind of hoodie shawl he has on, the detail and the tongue. I was reading here, it has joint details, a swivel mouth and swivel neck. You can move his mouth.
Yeah, you can act out stuff that you never get to see Hermie Odell do in the movie. But he's just a detailed, beautiful figure.
He is the figure when you look in detail, when you're focusing on it, it's not just in the background. He looks like something that the Fellowship of the Rings would run into in the forest for help, or would haunt Harry Potter at night. You know, like it doesn't even look Star Wars to me, but it looks exactly Star Wars.
Yeah, you're right. He is Star Wars that is pulling a little bit more from the fantasy catalog. Like if I saw a Disney movie and the prince was, turned into something weird against their will, it would be Hermie Odell.
Hermie Odell, the blob of Star Wars. And it's interesting too, because he fits so well into Jabba's palace without a doubt. But when you look at him up close and get personal with Hermie Odell, he kind of is in line with Maz's castle, Canto Bight, stuff on Continuum. We've seen kind of the new sequel trilogy era, the aliens, they're really crazy, wild designs. And I know we sometimes want the classics, but I think we forget that that's kind of built into Star Wars too, that Jabba's palace and the cantina just had some weird things going on and weird, wonderful things like Hermie Odell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were talking on the main show this week about Neil Scanlan saying maybe some creatures would some creatures they designed but didn't get featured a lot would pop up in the Cassian Andor series. And I know he's talking about creatures that they designed in Disney era Star Wars, but man, I would love if Cassian had to get some info from Hermie Odal.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Last thing I wanted to say about Hermie is I love this detail on Jedi Business that says the figure can be displayed with the mouth open or closed. What great variety.
So many options when you're collecting figures. That's a great number. Two for you. I can count. I can count. My number two is this is the one. And I know you had this on your honorable mentions list. So I trust you have a lot to say on this one as well. But my number two is Han Solo torture rack figure. And when we, a while ago, were starting to talk about Star Wars ranked ideas and figures came up and we wanted to do the Power of the Force, I got excited for that because I thought, oh, I can finally talk about it. I've been looking for a spot to talk about this torture rack figure. I own this one. I picked it up maybe 2009, 2010. While I was working in a great store, that there's a one in the Burbank Mall. There's one where I was working called Halo 13, and they were selling like older figures, but this was a recent one. I was like, oh, I can't. And I just got so excited. I was like, I can't believe there's a figure of Han being tortured, and it has the rack, and it's, you know, the figure of Han himself is just in his Empire jacket. It's open, no blaster, nothing. There's no accessories with it, just this horrible torture rack in glorious detail. And I was like, I must talk about this. But then I didn't realize, because I had bought it when it wasn't quote unquote out, I bought it a couple of years later. I thought this was maybe late 90s, early 2000s, but 2007 it was released, a little bit later than I thought. So we didn't get a chance to talk about it until now. So that's why it's my number two.
Man, it is great and weird. The fact that it's just a single carded figure that came with that entire massive torture rack that you can put him in.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah. It's a normal kind of carded figure size. Like it's not like on the rack bigger, but the packaging, the, you know, it stands out. You can't. It's bulky.
Yeah, yeah. And the actual figure of Han, that super tortured face, I mean, he's not as upset as the Darth Sidious in your Revenge of the Sith 2-pack there. But his face is not doing great. And I love the detail of the untucked shirt. You know, yeah. Like when you get tortured and your shirt comes out of your pants just a little bit.
You know, you untuck those shirts. Yeah, it's just, you know, we weird Star Wars figure collectors, we weird Star Wars fans, we just love celebrating every frame. And why not celebrate Han at his worst? Han at his most painful, you know, horrible moment. So,
yeah.
Han Solo torture rack figure. I might have to dig that one out and do some toy photography and share it with everyone there. Yeah, and the figure, yeah, the hair's kind of messed up. It's a lot of it there. It's a lot going on.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you about the general body proportions? Because this line is really, really good. I feel like the creatures and the armored characters are super great. But this is a time for me where they're getting to a level of detail and sometimes articulation where it impacted the human figures a little bit, where, you know, they almost looked too realistic and didn't translate to being the size of plastic they were. But this one, is it an illusion of his jacket, or are his shoulders much larger than his hips?
I think it's a little bit of the jacket illusion, but I think it's definitely the mold. He looks like he's got peg legs and he skips leg day on the workouts and his arms look longer. There's a lot going on up top. I agree. Once you take it out of the rack, it's almost like looking at the figure in the rack. It's almost like maybe they needed to make the legs tinier, thinner, smaller, so he could fit into the rack and be on a sales rack in a package.
That is great.
Wow. All right. So Han Solo making the list and inspiring a longer conversation that will keep going here on Star Wars Ranked, as there's a lot more figures to rank, much more lines. But we're not done quite yet. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, we are going to be talking We are going to be talking our honorable mentions, and our number ones, our favorite Star Wars figures from the 30th anniversary line of 2007 and 2008. Stick around right here on Force Center.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked. We are looking at our favorite figures from the, now I'll say it, classic Star Wars line, the 30th anniversary collection, 2007. And into 2008, Hasbro celebrated the 30th anniversary of Star Wars with a truly great lineup of figures with great detail, great celebration of small and big moments on screen, in cartoons, in comic books, in video games. There's a lot there. Joseph, we took, as we always do, we take a look through these lists. We think we have our answers, and then it becomes way more difficult. So I'm expecting a lot more honorable mentions today.
I think that was a wise foresight that you have there.
I'll start with my honorable mentions here. Definitely want to hear yours. Again, I I have a lot, but we'll run through them here. I almost made the list, but it is a real simple figure, and it just was something that as a child, if they had made this in 83, I would have been all over this figure. And that's Lando in Smuggler's outfit. The vest that we're always like, did he just steal stuff from Han's closet, or is that some sort of outfit in the Falcon? To finally have that in detailed figure form, Joseph, that was important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to put Lando in Smuggler's outfit on my runner-up list, but I was confident that you would be all over it. Man, I love this figure with the buttoned-up white shirt, and it would only be better if it was named Lando Calrissian, Han's closet outfit.
Stealing from his buddy. Love that. My list goes on with Anakin's spirit. This is Anakin Skywalker, the Skywalker spirit, but this is... it's almost like he's in Lord of the Rings. It is Hayden Christensen one. It's not Sebastian Shaw, but it is not the typical kind of Force ghost figure you see. And there's even some of the, in this line of like the blue. This is like yellow, translucent. He and Galadriel are talking type of figure. Like it's got some exquisite hair. Didn't quite make my list, but you got to have updated Anakin spirit, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he is golden and glowing. He's beautiful.
Then sticking with that is the Tartakovsky Anakin Jedi Trials one. This is the topless Anakin long before Kylo. He was topless with kind of the Tatooine and all the stuff going on from his Jedi Trials. And the Tartakovsky Clone Wars, I know, is a great... a large collection of fans, man. A lot of people love this series. I do too. I have it on DVD. I think it's been a while. And of all the things that we may have lost from that series, this is one of the ones that I would love to see kind of somehow work back in. And this figure kind of represents that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was cool to see that those figures kind of worked into the same style as all the other figures. Not only cool specific moments from that original Clone Wars, but that they were stylistically like, hey, this topless Anakin matches Torture Rack Han.
It does. It's all the same. A couple more on my list here. Biggs Darklighter, which is the deleted scene. This is one I'm sure Alex Damon has at some point. And this is, I've always said we've grown up in that generation where you didn't quite know all the details of the making of the movie, but you saw pictures of Luke talking to Biggs in a white jacket and a cape on Tatooine. And so to finally have that in figure form, again, much like the Lando thing, that's kind of a big for a fan from the 80s, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a great figure. It looks cool. That costume is cool. And he looks cool.
I'd love to see more adventures of Biggs Darklighter in a Tatooine cape outfit, is what I'll say. couple more, literally just two more here on the list here for me. The Macquarie concept Yoda. We've seen a lot of Macquarie concept stuff. You had on your list the holiday Yoda from a couple years ago, a couple lines ago. But this one, it's just shows me how close we were to having Mel Brooks in Star Wars. It definitely looks like a character from Spaceballs. Definitely does. It's got big Chihuahua ears, a different face. It's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, which I imagine was probably a lot easier to get back then in 07. And, you know, who doesn't love a Yoda variant?
Yeah.
And then the final one for me, it's actually a cheat. It's two. It's not a two-pack, but I'm putting these two together. And that is from The Force Unleashed. They have a lot of great lines, from the figures from The Force Unleashed kind of subline here. And I do love that game, especially the first one. I know it's Legends now and everything, but I love that game and might even want to be replaying it soon. But two of my favorite characters that I almost forget they're not canon, and that is Rom Kota, which is the blind Jedi. And it helps Galen Merrick along the way. And then Maris Brood, who's kind of the angry punk goth Jedi with Shaak Ti on the level there. She's a sexy evil girl just trying to find her center again in the galaxy. And I've always been intrigued by the character, and I like the figure as well. Just really good figure. The colors on both of them just kind of pop. Outside of the figure design and everything, so that's my honorable mentions.
Oh, those are really solid. And those Force Unleashed figures are cool. And I would, if I just heard the name Maris Brood, didn't even know it was a Star Wars character, I would think that's a character that Ken is going to be attracted to.
Yes, this is explains a lot of my dating life in the mid 2000s right here. Definitely does. So caught red-handed there. And Ram Coda, just a great design. Interesting story there. Again, not canon, but if they were to find a way, I'd definitely be open to hearing that. So that's my list of honorable mentions. Joseph, what do you have on yours?
I have this honorable mention list was difficult. This whole list was difficult because of the great variety, the number of weird two-packs and the number of different places, the movies that they were drawing from, the video games that they were drawing from. So that's kind of what I featured a little bit on my honorable mentions. My first runner-up is the single-carded Darth Revan action figure. Now, I have not played Knights of the Old Republic. I'm going to try to make some time for that soon, but even having not played it, I know this is such a fan favorite character, but just the action figure. You talk about coming across a figure when you're a kid and you maybe aren't even familiar with what that character is. If I saw this Darth Revan figure when I was a kid, that would have been instant buy, probably over even characters I know, because it's just so damn cool looking. It's got the awesome hood that you can remove, and then underneath is this very cool different Sith mask that is, of course, you know, well known to fans of the video game, but just overall a really awesome action figure. And I know such a big deal for people who are huge fans of the game, so big honorable mention to Darth Revan.
Love that figure. Not to cut you off. Yeah, I was talking when I did interview Kevin Smets on Spotlight Star Wars this weekend. He does the Knights of the Old Republic kind of fan films and has for years. I told him I'm not familiar with Revan other than name only and get a lot of the big stuff around him, know some of the things about the game, even though I didn't play the game. But I've contemplated buying this figure a lot when I've run into it because it's just such a great design.
Yeah, right. I mean, it is amazing by itself. And then my other honorable mentions are all two packs because they had so many weird two packs. The Jedi. Well, this isn't a two pack. This is a three pack. The Jedi Legacy Evolution 3-pack. And this is a thing that they did, I think, on and off for a while in these lines where they had the Evolution 3-pack. This one, of course, Jedi Legacy. I love Jedi. It's got a perfectly good, perfectly solid Qui-Gon Jinn action figure. To me, super obscure Jedi who I've always enjoyed in the background posing in Attack of the Clones and back in '02. And that is a Baltar Swan. So there was so many like cool, interesting alien Jedi. And I was kind of happy to just see like, oh, that's just an Asian woman. Awesome. Yeah. You go, Baltar Swan. And I didn't know there was an action figure of her, so that's great. But then what really puts this Jedi Legacy Evolution 3-pack over the top is the new Jedi Order Luke Skywalker with just kind of traditional kind of tan chest robes. And other than that, just a pretty decent mold of Luke Skywalker.
That's a great design. It's as if, the story continued and here's what he wore. I like that.
Yeah. And much like with Darth Revan, like I know other people probably have a super big emotional attachment because that's from his look from the books. But just being a big fan of Luke Skywalker, that is a really awesome alternate take on what he would look like in the years kind of directly following Return of the Jedi. It's super awesome. And then my next runner up is this one of these comic book two packs. And these were ones that I saw in Target a lot. I think they stayed on the shelves for a long time. So they would be packaged with a reprint of a comic book and then feature action figures that look like they're from the comic book. And the one I picked out is the original comic book of Star Wars. I believe it is issue 3 that features a Han Solo in Stormtrooper disguise with Chewbacca, which right there, you're like, oh, cool. Chewbacca, Han Solo, Stormtrooper disguise. But they are rendered, the action figures are rendered as the art of the comic book. And if you're familiar with those early Star Wars comic books, those artists kind of just went crazy. So this Chewie has like this kind of naked greenish face. Very weird.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Right? And then the Han Solo Stormtrooper is actually really cool. It's got all of these kind of blue shadings and then red eyes. because, hey, why not?
Yeah. Wow. Look at that. Wizard. Yeah, the Chewy is downright off-putting, but I can't turn away.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it belongs in the escape scene in Solo, the movie. Like, he looks like some of the other Wookiees in the background there.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah, and they got other ones. They got Grand Moff Tarkin with the weird colors came with the issue number 2 of the Star Wars Marvel run. But I thought that was just such a great idea. I'd love to see them return to that of packaging, especially with all the great Marvel comics, the modern canon ones. I would love to see them go back and do this and do fun 2-packs of characters from comic books and pack them with the comic book.
I mean, you know, if only they understood the power of the 3 3/4 line still.
That's right. And then my final runner up is, I think, one of the more absurd things that I've ever seen. I had no idea this existed. It is the Walmart exclusive Father's Day 2-pack of Darth Vader and Bespin Luke. And you can fold the package into a Father's Day card.
Oh, is it still? I still have time to get that for my dad this year. Okay, great.
I mean, it's one thing to have the jokes, to have the like, oh yeah, no, I am your father. Yep, it's a famous scene. It's funny to joke. Not a great relationship, but for Walmart to say you should give this to your father,
then maybe here's talk about some things.
Here's a card. Yeah. Yeah. Is this a therapy prompt or? Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's a big win.
Yeah.
So, okay. Good honorable mentions. That's a good one. Good stuff. All right. We're going to go on to our number one, individual choices here, but our number one best figure and most favorite figure in the 30th anniversary collection for me. I'll go first. My number one, so the guests can close the show with their number one, but we are going to go. And I got to tell you, I was looking through the list and I ended up choosing this one and it was an emotional one. It's not even that I think the figure, I mean, I think the figure's cool, but it just represents an important part in my Star Wars fandom and a lot of people's Star Wars fandom. And this is the heir to the Empire, Luke Skywalker. So that those Zahn books, which some parts of them hold up great for me, some parts don't hold up for me now, but it doesn't matter. The novels came out during that time where Star Wars was in the back burner for a lot of people. It wasn't as prominent. And just to have, they have a Mara Jade figure, yes, but to have Luke. And it's similar to what you were talking about with the Luke going forward, man. You know, this is Luke with the X-Wing pilot outfit, kind of leg pants on, but the top of it is folded down. He's got a tank top. He's got a blaster strapped over him. He's got the blue lightsaber, and then he's got the X-Wing helmet on. So he's ripped. He's got the, it's almost like that version of Luke Skywalker that Mark Hamill wanted to portray in Jedi with the, you know, scars and everything. It's Luke in action, which is sometimes, you know, that's interesting. It was a period of time where I think we all kind of forgot Luke threw the blade down and we wanted to go kick ass in the galaxy. So stuff was going on. We had Luke and all those things going on in the Heir of the Empire. But for me, it represents a very interesting and important part of the Star Wars story, fandom, and just in terms of real world. Just the early 90s when this wasn't here. Star Wars wasn't on all the shelves, and to have the Luke from that time means a lot to me.
Yeah. Oh, that it's really well said, Ken, and a great choice. I hadn't really, I saw him, I was like, oh, cool. But I hadn't really picked up on the detail that he's got his flight suit rolled down, that he's got a blaster strapped across his chest. It yeah. really is. This is Luke Skywalker who is going somewhere to take care of business.
It's taking care of business. It's Elvis Skywalker, and I like that. And the Mara Jade's the Mara Jade figures is good too. But this particular one, I would have maybe done like a 2-pack, and mental 2-pack. But the Mara Jade figure detail up close looks a little wonky, so I kept it off the list.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's some stuff going on there.
Yeah. So that is my number one, Heir to the Empire, Luke Skywalker, which means we're going to close the show, sir, with your number one.
My number one is, if anybody had looked at this list, they probably would have been able to predict. This is another action figure that is frozen in a specific moment, but kind of a collection of specific moments. It is of one of my very favorite characters in Star Wars. It is Obi-Wan Kenobi on Utapau. Now, that could mean a lot of things, but these action figure makers decided to celebrate 2005, Revenge of the Sith, the trauma and the triumph of Obi-Wan Kenobi all in one place, because this action figure is representing both Obi-Wan Kenobi's fight with General Grievous and then the first moments where he is discovering Order 66 is happening, all boiled into one action figure. So he has he has Grievous's staff and he has a blaster. So this implies, yep, you know, you can go buy that that Grievous that we've talked about before, who has the exploding organ sac and fire coming out of the eyes, and you can act it out. So that's great all by itself. But then you look closer and you realize that he also comes with a little breathing unit that you can put in his mouth, and his hair is slicked back. This is a wet Obi-Wan Kenobi who is underwater because Cody in the clones just fired at him. So it is a moment of triumph defeating Grievous, a moment of absolute terror, one of the worst moments of Obi-Wan Kenobi's life. And it functionally means that because you can put the breathing unit in his mouth, if it's not in his mouth, you have an action figure of wet Obi-Wan Kenobi with his mouth hanging open in shock.
Yeah. Oh my God. And from afar, it looks like he has a big gray mustache. If you don't click on the picture, this is a lot going on in this figure. Represents a lot of parts of Obi-Wan's life and career.
Yeah. The good and the bad. Oh man. I kind of want to start collecting all of the different Obi-Wans. A fan kindly sent us the Obi-Wan at the bar in 2002's Attack of the Clones. But this, I need to track this one down. And I'm not going to put the breathing unit in his mouth because I just want an Obi-Wan Kenobi that looks like he stepped out of the shower, put his robes on, and then saw something that upset him.
Like, I gotta get a guess. What's going on out there?
Exactly. It's a good figure. Like, for all of the weirdness of what it is, it's rendered really well.
It is. No, it's, again, this is right when the presentation of figures really was starting to ramp up here. We're getting closer to Black Series, all those kind of things, different molds, 3D printing, and all this stuff's coming. But this is top notch.
Yeah. It's a thing of great beauty and horror all at once.
And a great number one, a great way to close the show. Utapau Obi-Wan Kenobi with breathing apparatus, something we all need in our collections. Joseph, thank you so much for going through it. And this is one of my favorite episodes to do. A lot of laughter because a lot of weird things in this collection.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ken. This is always a joy to do these action figure ranks.
More on the way, more lines to come. We'll be doing that here. If you have a thought about this episode, maybe you have pictures of figures you have from this collection. We absolutely would love to see them. Follow us on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked and attach a picture if you have it, or just share in the joy or choose. Let us know what you would choose if you were making your list. So do that. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube. Podcasts available in a lot of different spots. And don't forget, if you want to try an audiobook on us, you can do so by going to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. We've been recommending The Rise of Skywalker novelization by Ray Carson. You should definitely check that out. Give it a listen. We know driving routines have changed these days, but maybe you can just lay down on the couch and drift away with an audiobook on us. We have our own things we're doing. You can go follow me at Ken Napsuk and follow on the website kennapsuk.com. Joseph, you got your stuff going on at josephscrimshaw.com, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can check out the website and follow me Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw.
Please do. We are out of here. We'll see you next time. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.